Father Michael Murray is an oblate of St. Francis de Sales and the director of the De Sales Spirituality Center in Wilmington. Father Murray is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Bob.
Glad to have you back on the program. Today we're going to be talking about an interesting, unusual topic, Salesian themes in motion pictures, which I'm really looking forward to discussing with you. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about the De Sales Spirituality Center and your work there.
The De Sales Spirituality Center is a full-time ministry of the Wilmington, Philadelphia province of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. It's in its 15th year. Begun as an outgrowth of our School of Theology in Washington, D.C., and its primary goal is to provide a practical path to holiness for oblates and lay people working in the field and for anybody else who's interested in a very practical, down-to-earth way of living the gospel. Not exclusively adult, but I'd say 95% of our work is with adults.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get interested in this, in the Salesian themes in motion pictures?
Well, it's always been sort of a parallel interest of mine, and within the last year and a half, we were asked to develop a program which we called St. Francis de Sales Goes to the Movies, in which we selected some films, most of which I think are pretty well known by most people, to break open some life lesson or some value on its face, and then to show how Salesian spirituality rubs up against that.
Uh-huh. Well, give us some examples. In case our listeners aren't familiar with St. Francis de Sales' spirituality, here's a good introduction for them. Give us some examples of how that's shown in movies.
Sure. I think most people have seen the Indiana Jones trilogies.
Mm-hmm.
And the third and last one, Indiana Jones and the Great and the Last Crusade, Harrison Ford's character is getting ready to go search for the Holy Grail, and he and Denham Elliot go to his father's house, and the place has been ransacked. And then there's this discussion about the Grail, and Harrison Ford's character turns to Denham Elliot and says, "Do you believe, Marcus, do you believe the Grail actually exists?" And Denham Elliot says, "The search for the cup of Christ is the search for the divine in all of us." Which I think is just a wonderful line.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 400 years ago, Francis de Sales wrote the following: "God is in all things and all places. There is no place or thing in this world in which God is not truly present." Then he continues, "Remember that God is not only in the place where you are, but also present in your heart, in the very center of your spirit."
Hmm. Now, do you think the screenwriter had that in mind, or was it just an accident?
maybe a combo platter, in the sense that wisdom is wisdom, truth is truth, and maybe the only thing different is that Francis de Sales 400 years ago used images from the saints, he used images from natural history, he used images from science at the time,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes would allude to biology, chemistry, as he understood it then. Well, today, you know, one of the most popular vehicles for promoting lessons or promoting values is film.
Mm-hmm.
But I think regardless of the method used, truth is what it is.
Right, right. You have other examples?
Well, a very powerful one, one of my favorites, is the closing scene in Saving Private Ryan when Tom Hanks' character is dying on the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls Ryan close to him and whispers in his ears, "Earn this,
mm-hmm.
earn it." Then we fast forward to Private Ryan as an old man visiting the cemetery in Normandy. And he says, "I remember, every day I remember what you said to me on that bridge, and I've tried to live my life the best I can." De Sales wrote this 400 years ago. "We should often recall that our Lord has saved us by his suffering and endurance, and that we must work out our salvation by sufferings and afflictions, enduring with all possible meekness the injuries, denials, and discomforts we meet. All that we must try for is to make ourselves good men and women, devout men and women, righteous men and women. We must try hard to achieve this end. Let us try to acquire those little virtues whose sacrifice our Savior has won as the goal of our care and labor."
Hmm.
That bridge in that French village, the cross on Calvary, the parallels couldn't be clearer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very powerful. What else?
Well, another one of my favorites is Casablanca. Of course, it's not going to be Roundup the Usual Suspects or We'll Always Have Paris or Here's Looking at You, Kid. There's a scene where there's a woman who apparently was waiting to have some quality time with Humphrey Bogart's character.
Mm-hmm.
And Bogart walks up to the bar, and the bartender mentions that a German had left a check, and he rips it up, and he has his back to this woman, and she says to him, "Where were you last night?" Bogart says, "That was so long ago, I don't remember." Pause. She says, "Will I see you tonight?" He responds, "I never make plans that far ahead." DeSales writes, "Let us be firmly resolved to serve God with our whole heart and life. Beyond that, let us have no care about tomorrow. Let us think of only living well today, and when tomorrow comes, it will be called today. Then we can think about it." However cynical Bogart's character, the fact of the matter is, living in Casablanca, where life is cheap, he's learned, perhaps for very painful reasons, that the only moment he has is now.
Mm-hmm.
That was true for DeSales. It's true for Rick Blaine in the movie Casablanca. And again, regardless of the way in which it's done, the wisdom of those statements or those insights remains the same.
Mm. There are so many great lines from the movie Casablanca. Is that your favorite? Do you have a favorite movie, Father?
That's in the top five.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, and it was very popular in the time, and it's loaded, too, with a lot of wisdom, is Forrest Gump, which is really aphorism after aphorism tied together by, very powerful scenes. I mean, we all know, and pardon me for doing this, you know, "Mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." Well, he has a very powerful scene near the end when he's standing on the grave at the grave of his wife. And I guess he's at a point where he's trying to make sense as to, you know, where he's been or looking back and looking at trying to make sense of all the things that have happened in his life. He says, "I don't know if we each have a destiny, or if we're all just floating around accidental-like on a breeze. But I think maybe it's both. Maybe both are happening at the same time." And listen to what DeSales writes. "In this perishable life, there is no wealth without anxiety, no repose without labor, no consolation without affliction, no health without sickness. This life presents a continued variety of diverse accidents. If this is so, are we supposed to care for nothing and abandon our affairs to the mercy of events? No, not at all. We are commanded to have great care about the things that pertain to God's glory and that are in our charge. But here's the kicker. But the outcome is not in our power."
Hmm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest today is not Tom Hanks, but Father Michael Murray. And we're talking about Salesian themes in motion pictures. Father, any more examples?
Another one from Saving Private Ryan. They've just gotten their mission, and the eight soldiers are starting out looking for Private Ryan, and this one irascible character, Corporal Riven, the BAR operator, starts this whole discussion about, you know, whose idea was this, what a waste of time, what's the sense of the eight of us going out to save one man, and there's a sort of whip around. So after this griping goes on, Riven asks Tom Hanks' character, "So, Captain, what about you? I mean, you don't gripe at all?" Hanks responds, "Not to you, Riven. I'm a captain. Gripes go up, not down. I don't gripe to you. I don't gripe in front of you. You should know that." DeSales, nearly 400 years ago, writes the following. "Complain as little as possible about the wrongs you suffer. A person who complains often commits a sin, since self-love always feels that troubles are far worse than they really are. Above all, do not complain to irascible or fault-finding persons. If there is just reason for complaining, griping, either to correct an offense or restore peace of mind, then do so only with those people who are even-tempered."
Interesting.
There's another one, maybe not as well known by people who frequent films, called Spy Game. Robert Redford is a career CIA operative, agent. And it's his last day on the job, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose because an agent who he used to work for has been arrested and is in a Chinese prison and is going to be executed in 24 hours. So he gets a heads up about this, and his superior supervisor comes in and wants the files on this guy. So he's, oh, yeah, I'll dig him up. The guy leaves, and then you see him open his safe, and he throws the files in a burn bag, calls in his secretary and hands it to her and says, hold this until you hear from me, and you didn't see what I put in the bag. His secretary, Gladys, says, feeling a little paranoid on her last day? He responds, Gladys, when did Noah build the ark? She looks at him. He responds, before the rain. Again, DeSales writes, anticipate any tasks, transactions, and occasions that you may meet on this day. Prepare yourself to make the best use of the means that may come to you to serve God and to advance in devotion. Carefully prepare to avoid, resist, and overcome whatever may be encountered that you anticipate may be opposed to your salvation. Hmm. We'd say in our day, those who fail to plan are planning to fail. Mm-hmm. Wizard of Oz.
Now, that's another great movie.
Near the end of the film, you know, everybody gets what they're getting, but Dorothy's not sure how she's going to get back to Kansas. Glenda the Good Witch asks Dorothy, you know, what she has learned from her fantastic, if often perilous, adventure. Dorothy says, if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. In a letter, Frances DeSales once wrote, do not sow your desires in someone else's garden. Just cultivate your own garden as best you can. Don't long to be someone other than who you are, but desire to be thoroughly who you are. Direct your thoughts to being very good at that and to bearing the crosses, little or great, that you will find there. Believe me, this is the most important but least understood truth in the spiritual life. What would Goethe say? You know, if we all just swept our own front porches, the world would be a lot cleaner. There's that whole temptation, especially when you're dealing with spiritual issues, you know, it's about swimming in this channel or living 7 years in Tibet. And the Salesian tradition is, you know, for most of us, following Christ, living the gospel, is not about going to new places. Rather, it's seeing the places we live every day with new eyes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting topic, Father. Do you have any more?
Enemy at the Gates. It's a movie based on a historical event between the best German sniper and the best Russian sniper during the Battle of Stalingrad. Huh. And this battle of hundreds of thousands symbolically comes down to two people. Bob Hoskins plays Nikita Khrushchev, a very warm and fuzzy person, of course, who he meets with his political officers, and he's asking the question rhetorically, you know, what can we do to encourage the morale of our men? And so there's this discussion. What do you think? Well, we should shoot the officers who retreat and deport their families. We should, you know, and it's all these suggestions about, you know, being hostile and punitive. And Hoskins is like, yeah. You know, we've done all that. And then from the corner, one political officer yells out, give them hope. So Hoskins works his way through the crowd, and there are other officers sort of looking over their shoulder, like, you know, who said that or who suggested this? And he gets to the officer and says, what do you mean? And he said, we should publish the newspapers again. We should illustrate great examples of courage. He says, what we need are heroes. And Hoskins says, do you know any heroes around here? He says, yes, comrade, I do. Francis DeSales writes, we study the virtues of the saints in order to imitate them. We study the failings of the saints in order to avoid them. You should read stories and lives of the saints, for there, as in a mirror, you can see a picture of the Christian life and adapt their deeds to your needs in keeping with your vocation. You know, we can always do the right thing in order to avoid punishment, but in the Salesian tradition, as in the film clip, you get far more energy and much better results if we as individuals in this community have people we can look up to.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Interesting topic, Father, and we could probably go on talking all morning about it, but unfortunately we're out of time. If our listeners would like some more information about the DeSales Spirituality Center or about spirituality in films, mm-hmm. you know, can they contact you or where
sure.
do you suggest that they go?
Let me give you our website, or rather our email address. Oh, I'll give you a website, www.oblates.org/spirituality. Or you can call me at our office here in Wilmington, 302-658-2212, or email me at mmurray, M-M-U-R-R-A-Y, at osfs.org.
And if someone would like to perhaps see a presentation on this, are you available to go to parishes or organizations to talk about this a little bit more in depth?
Absolutely. This we have a program that we've did for the first time last March in Northern Virginia. We're going to replicate it this coming summer to conference, Salesian Conference in St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's good to go. It's just a question of working with individual parishes or other faith communities that would like to use this as a way of breaking open gospel values. Mm-hmm.
Father Michael Murray, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
My pleasure, Bob.